At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you're going to want to get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android. It's free. You're going to love it. You can follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. You can watch the network on there. It's got the TV side. You can listen to the network. It's got the radio side. All of it on the app. It's unbelievable. It's even got in-game odds. The SportsGrid app. Get it today. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Even this very second, we're streaming on X. It's Gandhi. Everyone's talking about it. It's 7 days a week. It's every day of the month. It's always, honey. So check it out at SportsGrid-Live. You know you can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast every Monday through Friday on iTunes, Apple, whatever, wherever you get your podcasts. You're good to go with both shows. Let's look at the lineup for tonight on SportsGrid TV and SportsGrid Radio. We start with the TV side at 6. It's Front Office Sports Today. Then at 6:30, it's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. And then at 8, it's the original OG In-Game Live with Scotty Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10, East, Sports Rage with Morenci. On the radio side, all week, it's the institution, Carver without Lisi. There you go. Mike's doing the show solo driving all week. From here until Friday on the SportsGrid radio side. SportsGrid TV and SportsGrid Radio. Check it out. I think you'll dig it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right, we go to the second hour here along with Mafia and Jake the Snake. Carver High and I in New York City. Good to have you with us. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day itself. And you got your rocks off. We're talking about Minnesota and Oak City. Game 5 at the Paycom in Oak City, where I think that'll be all she wrote for the T-Wolves.
Yeah, I think it'll be all she wrote as well. Here are the numbers for it. 8.5 for the Thunder in Game 5, which will be tomorrow night, 8:30 East tip. 220.5 is the total for that one. Tomorrow night, game number 5.
I mean, that's a little spicy, but I got to tell you, I don't think... I mean, if it's 8.5, it's telling me they're just going to whack them. I mean, it's like I was looking at the, you know, the Pacer game. It was 1. I'm like, oh, that's fishy. And then I see 8.5 here. That's saying to me that it's like, you know, the fat lady's singing. Like, it smells to me like that they're going to do them by 10 or more. And believe me, you, they can do them. I mean, when they beat them there, I mean, they can blow them out. I mean, they'll put a buck 40 on you. And then I just don't think that the T-Wolves and Finch, to be honest with you, have done a decent job at all at figuring out how to solve this defense. In fact, I think Dagno has outcoached Finch 10-1.
Yeah, I think that he has as well. I think Finch has done a pretty poor job, honestly, in this series. It's over tomorrow. And remember, most of these I know it looks big with 8.5. Go look at most of these elimination games early in the series. In the first two rounds of the NBA playoffs, there's usually not much resistance from the other team. There hasn't been. There has not been a lot of resistance. There have been blowouts. So I know it seems like a lot, but might be willing to lay that for this spot here tomorrow night. We'll talk about that, of course, more tomorrow. on Coast to Coast. Let's get to tonight. Of course, the Knicks and the Pacers are going to play game number 4 in Indiana on Sunday night. Knicks won game 3, 106-100. Once again, rallied from 20 points down on the road to get it done. And Cat was a big reason why. Of course, Cat and Brunson were in some foul trouble. Cat had 24 points, 20 of them in the fourth. He had 15 boards. Here it is, some Cat fourth quarter work on TNT.
Here is Brunson. Towns, quick three, Turner there, come on.
Got it on locked right now. Here's the three, little step back.
In fact, it's been the worst five-man lineup in the league in the playoffs. Bridges double, Towns cutting, and jackhammers. And New York's got the lead. What a comeback.
Oh, I thought that Tomahawk Main Street throwdown was the turning point for them to finish off the Pacers. I thought that was a thunderous crank and one, and he meant business. Let's give the big bodega credit here. He took over the game in the fourth quarter by himself.
20 points in the fourth, that's no joke. When you're able to do that and to throw the team on the back, especially with what was going on with Brunson and him having all the foul trouble that he was having, Cat stepped up in a very big way for the Knicks. Here is Brunson and Cat from after the game the other night. Bouncing back and responding had to be done.
Yeah, it's an emotional game. It's a long game. Things can happen. Things can not go your way. And you can easily, obviously, crash out or you can respond the right way. And
crash out. I love that.
That's what came to mind. But I got people in my corner, people on this team who believe in me and believe in us. And so just the conversations that we have as a team and the encouragement, everything we do is important, and especially throughout a 48-minute game. And so I continue to believe.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't think he did anything in that game. He was in massive foul trouble. I thought Hart and Bridges came up huge. I thought Shamit's minutes were well served. He only had three, but it didn't matter. That wasn't his job. He took a charge. I think that, Bridges played great. He had 15. And, this team just did it. Like, it was unbelievable. Third time. Twice against Boston and once against the Pacers to have 20-point comebacks three times all on the road is really the definition of insanity. That's insanity. Because I'm watching this game, and I mean to tell you, I was losing my mind. I was cussing, screaming. I blamed the refs. I thought it was horrible. The first half, I was like, just make it fair. Like, call it both ways. Because, I was seeing, screen bump fouls. And then the other team, so Pacers getting all these screen bump, hit the guy on the screen, you're getting a call. And then on the other end, they're doing it and they're not getting any calls. I saw bump fouls, guys driving, getting bumped, getting a call with Indy. Knicks driving, getting bumped, no call. I was having problems with the disparity between the two teams. It was 18-10 in free throws. It was there was a disparity in the foul calls. That was in the first half. And so for me, at that point, I was losing my mind. They're down 20, getting their ass beat. I thought the calls were terrible. I was cussing, screaming, and yelling. In the second half, they did what I've always said, win in spite of the refs. Just, you got to win in spite of the refs. And the difference was they just started knocking down shots and getting stops and then scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring and then getting rebounds. I told you, a guy told me rebounds don't matter. I'm like, go to hell. Go to hell. To me, rebounds are everything. It's the second, third attempts. When you get, I saw it last night, the Thunder getting 3 and 4 rebounds, or even the T-Wolves getting 3 and 4 rebounds and getting 3 and 4 attempts per trip down. You've got to get rebounds, secure the rebound. Nobody gets a second chance. You win games, get stops, create buckets. Get rebounds, get transition game going. It's real simple to me.
We'll come back, hear from Tibbs and Carlisle, and give you the numbers for tonight. Game 4 in Indy. See if we can get this to 2-2.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So what's the Tibbs comments about here after the comeback?
Well, of course, another big comeback for the Knicks. They've had a bunch of these in the playoffs on the road, too. 20-plus points. Here is Tibbs afterwards.
In playoff basketball, I know you guys like roll your eyes when I say no lead is safe, but no lead is safe because I think with the three-point shot, people make up ground quickly, pace of the game, make up ground quickly. So you see comebacks all the time, and if you let up just a little bit, that's what happens. And so you got to win games different ways. Obviously, you prefer to play from a lead, but if whatever it is that you have to do, that's what you have to do to get the win in the end. And you know, going into the game, we talked about, yeah, you don't play the series, you play the game. Just focus in on what it takes to win tonight's game. That's all we're thinking about.
Well, there you go. What did Carlisle say?
Just one thing with Tibbs before I move on here. What did you think of him kind of – now, I know he was a little – his hand was forced because of the Brunson and the Cat foul situation, but he didn't have anybody play 40 minutes in that game, which in a Knick playoff game, especially a close one, is extremely rare. And what did you think of Wright and Shamet being the guys who got those 10, 11 minutes apiece? Because I thought they gave them – real quality minutes when they were in there.
Well, I mean, I'm an idiot, so I was screaming, what are you doing with this ass lineup? What are you doing here? You got to get this guy back in the game. You got to get that guy back in the game. We got to get star players on the floor. We're not going to win with Shamet and Wright. And it worked out. Look, Shamet didn't score, but I already said that he took a charge, and I thought he played well in the burn he got. And I thought, frankly, Wright was better. I thought Wright was sneaky, and he got some buckets. That bucket under the basket, he was all alone. And he didn't turn the ball over, which is, I thought, the key for me, because I don't think anything of him. So here's this guy bringing the ball up the court. And you have to remember, the Pacers pressed the whole game. So you got Brunson and Hart and McBride getting literally mauled when they have the ball, bringing it up the court, just trying to get it over the timeline, right? And then I thought Wright actually handled the job really well. But when they were out there, both of them out there at the same time, I was like, Christ, get him out. What are you doing? I was screaming. I didn't like it. But that's obviously why I'm not an NBA coach.
No, here's Carlisle. What he was saying was, and really what I thought, for the first time in this series, in the second half on Sunday night, Pacers' offense was stone cold, whether you're just missing shots or how good the Knicks' defense was playing. Here's Carlisle on that.
Rick, just 42 points for you guys in the second half. Why do you think your offense stalled to the extent that it did?
Well, they had a lot of their better defenders in the game in the second half, and that makes it harder. And so, you know, you've got to grind defensively to get rebounds, and there's a different element of grinding when you're going against their better guys. And so we're going to have to do better in a lot of those situations. And, you know, there were times we got good shots and simply didn't hit them. And that's all part of this.
You know, I think Mitchell Robinson has been a shot alterer. He's been fantastic on the offensive glass and on the other end as well. I think he's been a difference maker. I think they need to get that type of D out of this team with Anunoby, Hart being, you know, the dogs that they are. And then, you know, for my money, I think Cat and Brunson play a dangerous game with the fouls. I mean, they were sitting there with five each, and we've already seen them foul out of games. Like, they're, you know, they're just, I think, taking too many chances when it doesn't matter. Like, I don't need my guy in the first quarter to pick up two fouls, you know, 5-7 minutes into the game. I think it ruins the rest of the game for them with what they're able to do. I want to save my fouls, all of them, frankly. If I can get out of the first half with two, I'm okay with that. If I can, frankly, excuse me, get out with one in the first half, I'm Gandhi, man. I got five to give in the second half. I, you know, that gives me potential to hurt somebody. Like, I'm going to smash someone's face. If I got two to give and you come into the lane, I'm going to hurt you. You're going to know I'm there. There are guys that don't even tell me there aren't guys that play that way. I got three left. I'm going to smack somebody. I mean, you're going to earn a bucket in the NBA playoffs down low in the fourth quarter. And if you got fouls to give, like, look at these teams that have fouls to give. I mean, what an advantage it is when you're not in the double bonus already.
I was like the guy on the Timberwolves last week who gave the two-hand to SGA, right? He's like, I wanted to foul him. So I gave him the little two-hand shove. He's like, I wanted to foul him. I had fouls to give. So they're just with that. And he had to, you know, Tibbs had to do the line change at the end because of it too, right? He was only keeping Cat and Brunson in on offense. He was taking him out on defense. He was bringing him in and out in that last 90 seconds. Very difficult to do. Game four tonight. Here's what we're looking at. The Pacers minus 2.5, 220.5 is the total this evening.
Okay, I bet the Pacers minus 2.5, simple as that. And I obviously want it the other way around, but I'm betting here. I'm not doing, like, you know, artsy fartsy stuff. I'm not, you know, sugar over here. I mean, this is dangerous stuff. So I want the Knicks to win. I hope they win. I'm obviously all in on the Knicks, but I actually bet the Pacers. Look, the Pacers were up 20 in game three. They blew it. I mean, you blew a 20-point lead. So we can all talk about this all day, right? Choke City. They choked a 20-point lead. So they'll show that picture forever if they don't win this series. But I think they will bounce back. Teams that don't play well in one game at home, I guarantee you they play better tonight. If they get up 20 tonight, they'll win by 30.
I like the under tonight, actually. I think that this number is still very high off of that first game where both teams were in the 120s, 130s. I think even if the Pacers win tonight, we've seen now as we're getting deeper in this series, a little more low scoring, a little tighter down the stretch, harder, under.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yeah, Mike, I like that bet, the under, because I got to tell you, like, literally the entire world is on the over in this game tonight. Like, it's going to be some high-scoring affair. Look, I think these games are getting harder and harder to score in. You saw what the Knicks did to the Pacers in the second half. That was, what, 210 in that game? It wasn't even close to that number. I love that under tonight with you. There's only literally, I think 95% of the bets are on the over, and it's like 5% on the under. I like the under. I was almost like, because I bet it at 2.5, and I was actually gonna go with just the under, and you know, because I'm a Knicks fan, so it's hard for me to bet against them and enjoy the game, because I have to just put it to the side. Like, I am rooting for the Knicks all night, realizing that I made a bet on the Pacers. I just have to separate church and state, right? I got a bet going over here. I don't really care. I'm not going to root for the bet. I'm going to root for the Knicks, and if the bet hits, it hits, because I think it has a chance to hit with them at home. But the one that I really liked was your under.
Yeah, it's gone under the last two games. It went under games 2 and 3. The total went sky high after that first game of the series, which was nuts. I don't think that they've really adjusted. It was 224 last game. It's down to 220 this game. So that's obviously a four-point adjustment, but I still think it's good for the under. I think it's going to be tight tonight. Most bet player props for this evening. Brunson over 29.5 points. Bridges under 4.5 boards. Siakam first basket 7-1. Miles McBride deuce over 6.5. And Halliburton over 20.5 points. The most bet player props this evening.
So McBride's 5.5 points?
6.5. 6.5 for McBride.
I like that over. And then what is the over for Halliburton? Over 30?
20.5.
20.5. Christ. Yeah. I think he'll go over that. And then Brunson's over 28.5 points.
29.5.
I actually think there's a chance that could go under. I really do, because, you know, the Pacers have to do something to stop this guy. He can't have 35, 40, 43 points, whatever he's had. I just don't believe it. And what is this, Siakam? What is that?
That's first basket. The first basket. First basket.
That, of
the
game. I don't have time for that stress.
He's the flavor tonight at 7-1 for the first basket. So we shall see. He had monster game on Sunday, too. Siakam, he was unbelievable for the Pacers. All right, as far as the series goes, minus 220 for the Pacers, plus 184. You think the Knicks come back and win this series. And now some odds and ends about this series that I have to go over with you. Number one, you mentioned this with Gabe earlier, and it's very true. Reggie Miller's completely on the take for the Pacers. You had that video of him walking into the building the other night and Game 3, this is my home, Indiana. He's all fired up.
Singing songs and stuff.
He's too much. He's Mr. Pacer. And he should be. Oh, yeah, he should be. Played his whole career. He should be Mr. Pacer. All right, but he's calling the game, too, which is,
I got to be honest with you. I think they, in my view, I get it. They think it's cute or whatever, but I think they should have flipped the teams. I think they should have flipped the broadcast. I think they should have done the West. And I think, I can't have some guy that played for the Pacers calling their games. I mean, what is next?
Now, not that this is the same thing, but Pacer fans would cry about it, because it's the play-by-play and the analyst are very different jobs, as you know. They'd scream that Breen's doing, the Knick guy's doing all the Knick games. If ESPN had the East, it would be that Breen's doing it, and he's more excited when the Knicks hit shots, and he's more, you know, you would have got the same, you know, it's, you can't win either way. Somebody's going to complain no matter what, no matter what the situation is. Everybody gets upset.
Well, I got to be honest. I just don't even care anymore, but I do find him painful. And then, I've actually never found Breen to be anything but I gotta be honest, I think he's just very objective and calls a game.
Very.
But I'll tell you this much, Clyde's a knobber, too.
But, But that's on the Knick broadcast on MSG, and that's okay. You know, that's for the Knick fans that are watching that. Right. I agree with you. Breen's been the number one guy for ESPN ABC forever now, and there's never been any hint of him rooting for anybody or not. He's down. I'm saying Pacer fans would find a way to complain that he got more excited on a Knick bucket. Everybody.
Thank God that one thing is clear to me is how little the Pacer fans' opinions matter.
Yeah. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So for me, like it stood out when they were up 20, he was just, he was going crazy. He was absolutely going crazy, Miller, when the Pacers were on their run and they went up 20, and then Halliburton's, you know, tugging his jersey and screaming to the crowd, and, you know, and Reggie Miller's screaming and everything else. And then when the Knicks went on their run in the fourth quarter, he wasn't screaming at all. He was just back to.
He was quiet.
He was vanilla then. So that's the difference for me is when you know, it doesn't bother me. Like, have at it. So we know you're a total homer and you're rooting for the Pacers. It's just, you know, I always told you when I called games, I called the other team as exciting as the team that I was paid to call the games for because they sucked. So I just called it exciting both ways. I think that's the thing for me. I've always liked is you just be objective and call it exciting the whole game for both sides. Like, I actually think Breen calls it exciting for both sides. I do know he's a homer for the Knicks, without a doubt. But I don't think he calls a game that way. And I think that's why he's the number one guy in the NBA calling games, and why Reggie Miller's, like, I don't know, like 9th or 15th on the list of people that matter out of calling games. Maybe 21st. I can't even keep track, but he's not the number one guy, trust me.
The last thing on this, before we move on to some other things, and this involves, again, silliness and people in the crowd. Speaking of painful, they're going to let Halliburton's dad back in the building tonight.
So
he's
got to
stay up in a suite upstairs. So he won't be down on the floor yelling in people's faces or waving towels in anyone's face.
They'll be showing him on national television.
They will show him. Like, over under five times tonight on the broadcast. Over under five times.
Like it was Taylor Swift they're going to show him.
So you're going to the over? Over five? Over under five times. I'm setting it at five.
Automatic.
Okay, going over. All right. And how about this? The Knicks are open to letting Charles Oakley back in the Garden with full alumni benefits, but he's got to drop his lawsuit.
That's the problem. Big Oak. Big Oak.
Big Oak.
He won't drop the lawsuit.
He won't drop the lawsuit. He don't want to do it. So he could be down there high-fiving, you know, Ewing and Latrell Sprewell and everybody hanging out at courtside.
Nobody tells Big Oak what to do.
Nobody tells Big Oak what to do. The Thunder are now, by the way, considerable favorites, one win away from the NBA Finals. They are minus over four bills. I got them at minus 420 now at this second. I know you got a 390 there on there, but I got them at 420 now. Then the Pacers, then the Knicks, and the T-Wolves obviously going almost gone from that board.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a formality. I really do. I think it's going to get worse. Like, I actually think, well, look, I'll give you this. I think the Pacers series with them will be up and down and wild. I think it'll be wild, and I think the Thunder will win. I think the Knicks, if it were the Knicks, it'd be a lot different because it's going to be the Thunder, okay? So against one team, it's going to be wild and crazy and up and down, which is what I prefer than half court for one team and running with the other. Because, like, the Thunder run no matter what, and the Knicks don't. And if the Knicks get caught up in running with the Thunder, they're going to lose a game by 50. They're going to lose one game by around 45, 50 points. Because the Knicks can't run with the Thunder. I'm telling you, they're a half-court team. They're a bring it up, set it up, let's get a good look, and bang it in and get a bucket. That's who they are. They're not a running team. I don't care what anybody says.
think that's what happened to him at the Garden this year, right? Didn't Oklahoma City destroy him because they just ran up and down the court and they throttled him at home at MSG? They named the All-NBA teams. This was late Friday night after we were done. SGA, Joker, Giannis, Tatum, and Donovan Mitchell were the first team. Brunson, Evan Mobley, Ant, Curry, and LeBron were the second team. I was wrong before. Jalen Williams was the third team, Scotty. Third team All-NBA.
They should have had him on the second.
Along with Halliburton, Cat, Cade Cunningham, and James Harden. So those were the All-NBA teams this season. There you go.
Yeah, I actually think that third team would beat the second team. Can we get an open run going here? Can we have a tournament between those three? How about
might be better than the All-Star game. Might be better than having an All-Star game. You could do that. You can have the All-NBA teams play each other from the previous season. Celtics are not expected to move Derek White or Jaylen Brown this summer.
Gee,
well, that's just great.
What a revelation. I mean,
one guy makes like $600 million. I guess that would be hard to move Jaylen Brown. But the Kings are expected to be interested in Drew Holiday if they would like to part with him. So, man, that guy, he's had a lot of moving plans, too.
The Celtics would regret that move for at least 5 years if they let him go.
The Bucks have regretted it. The worst thing the Bucks did. I know they thought they were getting a shiny new toy with Dame time, but that changed their whole team when they went and got rid of Drew Holiday. So there you go. The NBA for you. Knicks and Pacers. You got more NBA later with Mitch Lawrence, of course, here on Coast to Coast. How about hockey?
Everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey, especially Memorial Day weekend hockey. Carolina had lost 15 straight conference final games going into last night in Sunrise, where it looked like they would once again get swept, but they show up and give you a little heart. Logan Stankoven giving the Canes a 1-0 lead, and they never looked back on TNT.
In the Eastern Conference final, attempting to stave off elimination tonight. Here's Stankoven.
Okay, so
Stankoven with a shot.
It was playing.
Everybody else heard the goal.
That's fantastic because I needed that goal. And then they scored another one, and they yanked it. They called them for offsides. Yeah. But they didn't get that second goal until an empty netter at the end of the game where they had two of them. But it was a 1-0 game for the whole game. I mean, it was stressful.
It was very stressful for Carolina, but they do get it done. Here is head coach Rod Brind'Amour. He does know there is still a lot of work to do here.
Rod, we've all seen what Florida has done on the road, this playoffs. How important is it not to get a little more comfortable because you're going home?
Yeah, we're not going to do that, you know, but it is nice to, I think, enjoy it for a little bit. I think there's been
a
lot of crap thrown on this team that –
rightfully so.
I think we can enjoy the game for a little bit, and then now we gotta, like you said, we know that they're not going away. It's not even a blimp on the radar for them, is how they're looking at it. But we have to keep the gas down, or keep the hammer down, and give us a chance again next game.
Okay, so I was talking to my son about it today. We were driving it, and I said, because I hit it at 152 plus 152. And he said, they have no chance. Like, I mean, there's no way they're winning three straight games against this team, which would be four straight games. They were down 3-0, and they're going to win four in a row against the champs who destroy everyone. I agree. It is, I believe, completely impossible for them to win this. One way or the other, the Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Finals again.
They're not beating them four straight times. I don't see it. We already know the odds are. Nobody can. It's not. Look, I mean, you know, Edmonton obviously came close last year. They got him to the seventh game after being down 3-0. But a very difficult task to do. They lost too. You know, and I don't care where the next game is or the next. It's going to be over for Carolina sooner rather than later in this series. All right, we'll come back and we'll finish it up with Maurice, and then I'll give you the numbers. They're playing again tomorrow night. But tonight we do have a game 4 in Edmonton for the Stars and the Oilers. Big game for Dallas to try to get this thing 2-2 back to Big D and make it a three-game series. So we'll do all of that when we come back.
If they don't win tonight, they're dead meat. And I'll tell you another thing.
Yes.
Don't forget, the Panthers won both games in Raleigh. So let's calm down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
All right, so what did Paul Maurice have to say after finally losing to the Canes? Like you said, 15 straight losses, and then they finally win a game. I couldn't believe I hit the bet. I was loving life, and I never picked them once, right? Like, I just have been betting against them left and right and cashing tickets, and then I finally go with them, and they win. I couldn't believe it. What did Paul have to say about it?
Well, obviously, Paul always likes to have a little bit of fun, especially when you got a three, even though you lose, you got a 3-1 lead. In the series, he was asked about Bobrovsky last night, and you said it. I mean, 2 of the 3 goals were empty nets at the end of the game. Bobrovsky was pretty good, but Paul Maurice, always a chance to have some fun.
What did you like about how Bob was able to do what he could to keep you guys in striking range?
Yeah, I didn't like the last two at all. This gap was horseshit. First one was a hell of a shot, and he made 2 or 3 other real big saves. It was not a high event game at around the net. I didn't feel that you guys get a different perspective. There wasn't an awful lot of action. We get a 3-on-1 at the start, and we missed the net. And then we had another one the same kind of way. See, that's you know, flies on what. That's how I feel about that game.
Anyway, I think a fly flew by his head, and he was talking about flies on Shaq.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was thinking about Paul, right? And I've known him for a long time. And he's, you know, he went to the Stanley Cup final, lost. Then he went and won. Now he's going to go back again. At some point or another, they're going to win this. And they're going to go back to the Stanley Cup final. And all I know is, I mean, he's, you know, he's already got his name on the cup. And he's looking at Hall of Fame stuff here, the way he's coached this team in this window he's had down in South Florida. And this guy's going down as one of the, you know, if they're going to put Cooper in for his run, then they got to put Paul Maurice in.
If Paul Maurice wins this and he gets his second cup, he's, I think, 1,000% going to be on skates Hall of Fame coach. There's just no doubt about it, because there's also a huge amount of winning. I know not Stanley Cup winning, but just winning in the league for a very long time before he even got to Florida.
Yeah.
He won a lot of hockey games in a lot of different markets. I saw this last night, and I thought it was interesting, and it's starting to sync up a little bit here. You've only had 3 rematches in the Stanley Cup Finals in the last 45 years. Only 3. And each time, it was a generational player coming back the second year and winning their first cup. Gretzky against the Islanders with Edmonton in the mid-80s. They lost the Islanders that 4th Islander Cup, came back the next year and beat him for his first. Crosby lost the first year to Detroit, came back the next year and beat Detroit for his first cup. McDavid and Edmonton lost to Florida last year. If you get that as the rematch, would McDavid do the same thing that Gretzky and Crosby did the first 2 times?
I told a guy at this party I was at, I said, every great player, for the most part, I mean, like you call them generational, whatever you want to call them, the best of the best, They all ended up, you know, let's face it, winning the Stanley Cup at least once. All of the greatest players ever have won it. Like, there's no real standalone guy that you can name right now that didn't get it done that was, you know, an incredible player. People say Marcel Dion or something like this. I'm telling you, that guy's winning a Stanley Cup. This guy McDavid, if he doesn't win the Stanley Cup, I'll keel over. I think he's going to win it this year. I think they're going to beat the Panthers.
Yeah, it is. It would be a weird, weird thing if that happened. All three guys,
yeah,
in rematches, getting their first cup. Very, very bizarre. But it's trending that way right now. It's certainly looking like it's going to be the Oilers and the Panthers one more time around. They'll play Game 5 in Raleigh tomorrow night. Panthers are road favorites in that game as of right now. -125, +104 for Carolina. And I think that they will end it tomorrow night. I think the Panthers will win in Raleigh tomorrow.
They're just better, right? So I'm not surprised in the least that they're favored. Are you kidding me? They're favored in every game. They're better. They're just better. And it's that simple. And same thing. I think the Pacers are better than the Knicks. I think the Knicks have an exciting couple of guys and I guess somewhat exciting starting five. Like, people act like the Knicks starting five is the greatest basketball team ever assembled. I can tell you, you're sadly mistaken. They're not that good. In fact, like I've said 100,000 times, the Pacers better team overall. They're 10 deep, two starting fives, easy. The backup five unit can beat the Knicks by themselves. And then the starting five already has beaten them. So we'll see tonight. And if the Knicks get it done, I'll be stoked because I'm a Knicks fan. But this team that they're playing is a problem for them. They were a problem the other night. And they pulled it off out of their arse, down 20. The Pacers had no business losing that game. It was a party in that place. And then somebody farted and everybody had to head for the hills. Like, they were killing them, and then somebody ripped one and it stunk so bad that they lost the game. I mean, it just cleaned out the whole party. Party over. Like, sometimes when I'm done in the bathroom, 34C will say, leave the fan on. And that's always a bad sign.
Never good when you get that, leave the fan on. Nobody wants any of that. So that's not good at all. All right, we'll come back and we'll do Oilers stars. Of course, we'll talk about the Oilers clubbing them on Sunday afternoon to take this 2-1 series lead, which they will have tonight. We'll hear from DeBoer. And then I will give you all the numbers for a game four this evening. I've even got the most bet player props as well for Dallas and Edmonton tonight. In Alberta, night game. I mean, that was an early start. They were gassed up on Sunday afternoon for that early faceoff out in Edmonton on Sunday.
I think it hurt Dallas. I really did. And that's why I laid the goal in half. It was like noon there out there. It was like a brunch game. And I thought it was a disadvantage for them. I'll tell you this much. They better win tonight because they go down 3 to this team. 3-1, they're finished. They need to win this game tonight. And if they win this game tonight, anything's possible. They could go up 3-2 in Dallas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It's like I've said, Mike, you just can't stop this guy. McDavid had a pair of goals in that game on Sunday, and so did your boy Heimlich maneuver, Hyman. They just poured it on. It was a 2-1 game. They were up 2-0, and I'm like, all right, I laid the goal on him. I go, I'm in a good place here. Then you get the goal. It's 2-1. I'm like, oh, here we go. No, this can't happen to me. Don't let them tie it up. Next thing you know, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, they just killed them.
They are a very quick strike offense, as we know. We were saying last week that McDavid really hadn't been that involved yet with anything for the Oilers. Well, he was very involved on Sunday on ESPN.
Circles the net. Tried to center. Play to the line and not out. Final 20 seconds of the period. McDavid. Score! They couldn't get the puck out, and number 97 made them pay.
I mean, there's just no stopping this guy. He's so dangerous and so fast. And, I mean, they have so many guys that can score, and then they have guys that can tear your head off. And it was like you were saying, I think a couple weeks ago, like Perry will shove a stick down your throat. I mean, he'll eat your children. He'll eat your children. And then Patrick Kane, he's another one. Or Evander, he's a guy that'll he'll take hostages. The guy's no mercy, sweet Philip.
These are tough guys who are, you know, they're sniffing that cup right now is what they're doing. They're sniffing that cup. Here is Stars head coach Peter DeBoer. Of course, they're down 2-1. They've been down in series before. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think there's belief in our room, and you know, again, we've for me, if you know, there's good signs in our game. So you know, if we can keep bringing that game to the rink, you know, I like our chances of coming back in this series.
Yeah, well, what else is he going to say?
Yeah, he's not going to say we're shutting it down, that's for sure. As far as tonight goes, Edmonton at home, favorite, minus -150 now. I've got it actually down. It's 164 this morning. I've got it down to minus -150. Stars plus +130 with the 6.5. One lineup change. Connor Brown will be out for the Oilers. He took a big hit in Game 3 and he left. He's not going to play tonight. Of course, Roope Hintz didn't play for the Stars on Sunday afternoon. It doesn't look like he's going to be good to go yet either for Dallas.
Yeah, look, I've been on Edmonton for months, for the entire season. So I'm taking a break tonight from them and going for the price. I went for it with the Stars at plus +141 this morning because I just thought, look, I've hit these two bets in a row at plus +152. And I'm going for it again, just for the sake of, I think they can actually do it and make it 2-2 and go home for a great, crucial Game 5 that I think they can actually win and force Edmonton to win a Game 6 at the Rogers and then have a Game 7 in Dallas. That's how good. I mean, let's face facts. This is 2 years in a row they're going to get beat by this team, and then you're telling me they're going to go down like this, 3-1, and then what? 4-1? 4-2? One way or the other, they're going to lose to them. If they lose tonight, one way or the other, they're losing. So they'd better win tonight, no matter who the coach is, DeBoer, or what any – Brown's not playing. He doesn't even matter. Okay, so let's get real. This is it. Feast or famine night tonight at the OK Corral.
Most bet player props for tonight. McDavid to score is obviously the top, plus +135. Dreisaitl as well at plus +105. No goal in the first 10 minutes. That's plus money at plus +135. McDavid first goal 10-1, and Hyman to have a point at minus -110. That's a pretty good number too. Just get a point for Hyman. He's been excellent.
I like that one, and some of those other ones don't intrigue me at all. I think there'll be a goal in the first 10 minutes. These teams are too good. And I know that Skinner and Ottinger have been really good as well, but I just think they're both so dangerous scoring goals. Like, I mean, there were 8 goals the other day. I mean, like, so here's another game. How do you keep this game under tonight?
Well, look, and here's the other thing for me for Dallas. Dallas has won some big road games in these playoffs in Colorado and Winnipeg in the first 2 rounds. They now have to find a way to do it. And you know who's been quiet so far in this series through 3 games? And he was the reason they won Colorado, the reason they beat Winnipeg. They have not heard from Rantanen yet in this series. He's got to step up tonight like he did against Colorado, like he did against Winnipeg. Give him a big performance. Don't need a hat trick, but, you know, maybe start him off with an early goal. Get him cooking tonight.
Maybe the game winner, and they got to keep this game under if they're going to win.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.